Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to excel at describing a time you adapted to a new situation in IELTS speaking. Adapting to new situations is a common experience that IELTS examiners often ask about in the speaking test. This topic allows candidates to showcase their ability to handle change, demonstrate resilience, and express personal growth. Let's explore how to effectively answer questions about adapting to new situations across all parts of the IELTS speaking test. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner may ask general questions about adapting to new situations. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Q. Do you like trying new things? A. Absolutely. I find trying new things exhilarating and a great way to broaden my horizons. Whether it's tasting exotic cuisine or learning a new skill, I believe these experiences contribute significantly to personal growth. Q. How do you usually react to change? Initially, I might feel a bit apprehensive, but I try to approach change with an open mind. I see it as an opportunity for growth rather than a threat. This positive mindset helps me adapt more quickly and often leads to unexpected benefits. Part 2, Long Term. Here's a sample cue card related to adapting to a new situation. Describe a time when you had to adapt to a new situation. You should say what the situation was, when and where it happened, how you adapted to it, and explain how you felt about this experience. Sample answer. I'd like to talk about a time when I had to adapt to a new situation, specifically when I started my first job after university. This happened about 2 years ago when I joined a multinational company in the heart of London. The situation was quite challenging as it was my first experience in a corporate environment. I had to adjust to a completely different routine, waking up earlier, commuting during rush hour, and working long hours. Moreover, I needed to familiarize myself with complex software systems and understand the company's hierarchy and protocols. To adapt, I took a proactive approach. Firstly, I immersed myself in learning about the company and its systems. I stayed late many evenings to practice using the software until I felt confident. Secondly, I actively sought advice from more experienced colleagues, which not only helped me learn faster, but also helped me build valuable relationships within the team. Additionally, I developed a new routine to manage my time effectively. This included meal prepping on weekends and setting up a strict sleep schedule to ensure I was well-rested and productive. Looking back, I feel incredibly proud of how I handled this transition. It was undoubtedly stressful at times, but the experience taught me resilience and the importance of being adaptable. The skills I gained during this period have been invaluable in my career progression, and I now feel much more confident in my ability to face new challenges. Follow-up questions. How long did it take you to fully adapt to your new job? It took me about 3 months to feel fully comfortable in my role. The learning curve was steep, but by consistently putting in effort and seeking feedback, I was able to overcome the initial challenges and start contributing meaningfully to my team. What was the most difficult aspect of adapting to this new situation? The most challenging aspect was balancing the technical demands of the job with the need to build professional relationships. It required me to step out of my comfort zone, especially when it came to networking with senior colleagues and presenting my ideas in meetings. Part 3. Two-way discussion. Do you think people today need to be more adaptable than in the past? Candidate. Absolutely. In today's rapidly evolving world, adaptability is more crucial than ever. The pace of technological advancement means that jobs and skills can become obsolete much faster than in previous generations. Moreover, globalization has created a more interconnected world where changes in one part of the globe can have far-reaching consequences elsewhere. For instance, the recent pandemic demonstrated how quickly our work and personal lives can be disrupted, requiring us to adapt to remote work and new social norms almost overnight. This kind of rapid change was less common in the past. Additionally, the gig economy and changing nature of employment mean that people often need to reinvent themselves multiple times throughout their careers. This constant need for adaptation wasn't as prevalent in previous generations, where one might stay in the same job or industry for life. However, it's important to note that while the need for adaptability has increased, so have the tools and resources available to help us adapt. Online learning platforms, for example, make it easier than ever to acquire new skills quickly. How can parents help their children become more adaptable? Candidate: Parents can play a crucial role in fostering adaptability in their children. One effective approach is to expose children to diverse experiences from an early age. This could involve trying new foods, visiting different places, or engaging with people from various cultural backgrounds. Such exposure helps children become comfortable with unfamiliarity and develops their ability to navigate new situations. Another important strategy is to encourage problem-solving skills. Instead of always providing solutions, parents can guide children to think critically and come up with their own answers. This develops resilience and the ability to tackle unfamiliar challenges. Moreover, parents can model adaptability in their own lives. By demonstrating how to handle change positively and view challenges as opportunities, parents set a powerful example for their children to emulate. It's also beneficial to praise effort and process rather than just outcomes. This growth mindset approach teaches children that abilities can be developed through dedication and hard work, making them more likely to persevere in the face of obstacles. Lastly, allowing children to experience manageable levels of stress or discomfort can be beneficial. Overprotecting children from all challenges can hinder their ability to develop coping mechanisms. By allowing them to face age-appropriate difficulties, parents help children build the resilience and adaptability they'll need in adulthood. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. Adaptability, dapbility, the quality of being able to adjust to new conditions. Example: His adaptability was evident in how quickly he learned the new software system. Resilience, the capacity to recover quickly from difficulties, toughness. Example: Her resilience helped her overcome the challenges of moving to a new country. Proactive, adjective, creating or controlling a situation rather than just responding to it after it has happened. Example: Taking a proactive approach to learning the company's procedures helped me adapt faster. Immerse oneself, phrasal verb, to involve oneself deeply in a particular activity or interest. Example: I immersed myself in the local culture to adapt more quickly to life abroad. Stepping out of one's comfort zone, idiom, to do something that you find difficult or that makes you feel nervous. Example: Presenting my ideas in meetings required me to step out of my comfort zone. Broaden one's horizons, idiom, to expand or widen the range of one's knowledge, experiences, or interests. Example: Traveling abroad is a great way to broaden your horizons and become more adaptable. Examiner's advice. To achieve a high score in the IELTS speaking test when discussing adapting to new situations, use a variety of vocabulary and advanced grammatical structures to express your ideas clearly and precisely. Provide specific examples from your personal experiences to illustrate your points. Show your ability to analyze the situation by discussing both challenges and strategies for overcoming them. Demonstrate your understanding of broader implications by linking your personal experience to wider societal trends or issues. Practice speaking fluently and coherently about adaptation and change in various contexts. Remember, the key to success is not just in what you say, but how you say it. Confidence, fluency, and the ability to elaborate on your ideas will significantly contribute to a higher score. For more tips on improving your IELTS speaking performance, check out our guides on how to describe a time you had to change your plans and how to talk about a memorable event you attended. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.